the war drum plays, we have all become surrounded with death. Our atmosphere contaminated with the smell of burning flesh. There is destruction. Once the city has fallen, this is all we have left. Broken pieces of sky, broken human beings. And in this darkness, sometimes it becomes difficult to see light. Difficult to see that we have been armed with spirits so strong that throughout centuries of destruction, they have still managed to survive. Because that is human nature, to love, love. In the midst of this chaos, we must stop, breathe. The tools we need are in our hands, in our hearts, in the words we choose to speak, in the ways we choose to live our lives. We are the architects, guided by forces greater than death. Whether you choose to build with us or continue to destroy, the power is in your hand, because we have all been granted the will to change.
What is Architects of a New Dawn? It's a longing in my heart to work with light. It's an individual or a person who believes that faith is the substance of things not seen. So this is an invitation for us to create a new reality, a new perception for this planet, where unity and harmony and peace is possible in our lifetime. Peace.
got to stop the tears. Time is for living, so why must we wait? We all need some love, so why do we hate? South Africa thinks still the same. The face of humanity still hasn't changed. People have to fight to live together.
We can make this better place for all. If we listen to others when they call, be a shoulder to lean on when they fall.
Thank you.
away. We are one. In you, Lord, I can feel you.
Thank you. Thank you. Why don't you Come in, listen, lose the event and feel the spirit. Well, have you been? Did you get something? Since the last time I saw you, did you get some? We are so grateful and honored to be here in the capital. I believe this is the capital. It's not? It should be. There's a lot of power in here. Anyway, it's nice to be back and feel the heart of the collective heart of Australia. And we'd like to congratulate you. Because, you know, not too long ago, we were in South Africa. We were hanging out with Mr. It's not that we're dropping names or anything like that, but we were hanging out with Mr. Desmond Tutu and Mr. Mandela. And we learned something that they have in South Africa and also here in Australia and New Zealand that we don't have in the United States. And I'll tell you what it is if you care to know. Okay, what you got, New Zealand and South Africa, what you have that we don't have is high moral leadership. And you know that thing called Constitution that we have, you can borrow it if you want to, because we ain't using it. But anyway, we like to be politically correct and say that the only way to go forward with bringing collective unity and harmony here in Australia is by forgiveness. And I'm glad that you asked an apology, a collective apology to the sisters and brothers, the Aborigines, and you got it. That was really something special. It makes you infinitely better. It gives you spiritual velocity. We in America, we're still crawling. We haven't said, I'm sorry to our African-American brothers or to American Indians or Mexicans or Chinese. We have a lot of apologizing to do in America to catch up with you. But anyway, now that I got that out of the way, because it's important to me that you understand that I understand. And now we love you too. But right now we'd like to make the women happy. At least while we're here tonight, when you go home, too many issues and layers and whatever, but in here, we want to make you dance and stuff. This is for you.
Thank you. You're all about to get down to the sounds of Carlos Santana!
Just like a movie star, oh, Maria. Thank you.
Hold on. same good things he said. Yeah, oh, oh, oh.
I need you to sing something for me. Fellas, I'll get to you in a minute. Are you ready, ladies? I want you all to sing. Please, please, please. A little louder. Please, please, please. Come on. I said, please, please, please. Come on. You got that. Hold that thought now. Fellas, are you out there? Are you out there, fellas? I need you to help me out, too. This is what I want you to say. Don't take your love away. Don't take your love away.
Love, come on, fellas.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, hold on. Now, ladies, when I point with this hand, I want y'all to play. Please, 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 the fellas, don't take it. Here we go, ladies. Fellas. One more time, ladies. Yeah, fellas. Ladies. I said, please, 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 don't take your.
Right on.
For the world to see, who says shine a light on?
you how I feel right now. I don't wanna take the time to write this down. February 28th, Sydney, Australia, do you feel me? February 28th, happy birthday, Sydney, Australia, do you feel me?
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
introduce the musicians in the band. Gentlemen, they've been with me for a long. Anyway, time is an illusion, but I'd like to introduce to you keyboard synthesizers, heaven organ vocals, the healing sounds of brother CT, Mr. Chester Thompson. Chester Thompson, CT. What, 83? Something like that? 83? Yeah. Conguero, master drummer. Maestro de la conga, Raul Rico. Raul Rico. Don't be stingy. 1976, we started working together. With a band called Malo, but now it's bueno, before that was good. Timbalero, poco percusión, conga, tiembe, bongo, Caro Terrazo, señor felicidad, Caro Terrazo. Big vocals and guitar, helping us out. So for brother, Mr. Tommy Anthony.
Come on, dance with me, baby.
You know, we like her. We relate there's a law, or at least a requirement, that if you come to Australia, we must allow an Australian band to open for us. And I think that's really, really good. You know, I commend you for that. And we're very happy they're traveling with us. This Blue King Brown band. How about a nice name for Blue King Brown? It's a beautiful band. Yes. We're gonna set up our sister to play guitar with us, help us out. She plays with this band. We believe they have a great future because their sound and their principles is multi-dimensional. When you have a multi-dimensional intention, then you can be number one in Australia, number one in Japan, in the United States. When you only think one way, then you only are accepted in your country. But they know the secret. She's multidimensional, a multidimensional sister, and she can articulate a language. She can articulate the language of the heart, which is very universal. Honey, you wanna play a little bit?
Lisa. Natalie, how about I say it for Natalie? Natalie. For me, it's important to celebrate and validate the female side of me and you, because without them, we wouldn't be here. It just wouldn't happen. Natalie, to me, represents the heart like Kathy Freeman. You remember Kathy Freeman? Uh-huh. The reason, one of the main reasons Australia is so united with harmony is because Kathy Freeman, when she won the whole thing at the Olympics, she brought the whole thing together. And so we celebrate the female side of God, sisterhood. Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Time.